As the effort for Middle East peace slowly proceeds, one of the sticking points is the issue of Jewish settlements in the occupied territories. Palestinians want them dismantled, but more than 200,000 Israelis are living in settlements in the West Bank and Gaza, and that does not include people living in East Jerusalem. Israel is actively recruiting Jews from all over the world to live there. Most come from the former Soviet Union, Ethiopia, and Argentina. More Jews are emigrating from the U.S., and some are ending up in the settlements, NPR's Madeline Brand reports.
Moving to Israel is called making Aliyah, Hebrew for rising spiritually. About 100 people from the New York area are at a farewell lunch. They've decided to leave their lives, their jobs, their families, and start over in Israel. As an Israeli performer sings, they nosh on sandwiches at banquet tables. Blue and white balloons float above them.
Something is happening today. You're not mishigas. You're doing the right thing. You are joining the recreation of the Jewish people in Israel.
Michael Landsberg directs the program for North American Emigration at the Jewish Agency for Israel. He says last year there was a 20% increase in Americans moving to Israel. About 1,700 went. And he expects another increase this year.
My name is Dina Singer. I live in Brooklyn. I have two children, a 2.5-year-old and a 3-month-old. We just know that that's where we belong. And we know that it's a scary time, but there are no guarantees anywhere. So we may as well be somewhere where we want to be.
And that somewhere is on the other side of the so-called green line that separates Israel from the occupied territories. Dina Singer and her family will move into an ultra-Orthodox settlement near Jerusalem in the West Bank. Dina's husband, Aaron, says he's not dissuaded by the recent suicide bombings. In fact, quite the opposite.
Israel is under the gun. It's being racked by terror. And I think that going over there, we're taking a moral stand. I mean, I'm not trying to live my life as a statement, but I feel that we have a right to be here. And if it means that eventually, if our democratically elected government decides that we have to give it back, then I'll leave if they make me leave. But up until that point, the more people we have over there, the better.
The Israeli government doesn't actively recruit Americans to live in the settlements, but it offers tax breaks and other incentives to anyone who moves to the occupied territories. And the government gives up to $30,000 to each family that moves to Israel. Ido Aharoni, spokesman for the Israeli consulate in New York, says the more people living in Israel, the better the prospects for peace.
If anything, the fact that more and more people move to Israel will help the Palestinians and the rest of the Arab leaders to understand and internalize the fact that Israel is a fact and that they have to do everything they can in order to make sure that we peacefully coexist.
In Israel, a group called Peace Now is worried that more people living in the settlements will make it more difficult to secure peace. Spokesman Yariv Oppenheimer says he's very happy Americans are making Aliyah.
But I prefer that he will live within the green line and not live in the occupied territories. I think that the only way that Israel can be a Jewish democratic state is to have two states for two people, and this is mean compromise on the West Bank and giving it completely to the Palestinians to establish their own state.
It's unclear how many Americans are moving to the settlements, but the Jewish Agency says of those who do, most are moving to the older communities in the West Bank closer to Jerusalem that are less likely to be given up as part of a peace agreement. Dina Singer thought about that when she chose where to live. She says she purposefully didn't choose one of the most disputed settlements. She chose one that seems to be a good place to raise her children.
Family life is a very important thing on most of these settlements. Even though we think of these settlements, it sounds like they're just sources of violence and, contention. But when you actually get onto a settlement, it is completely peaceful. Kids run free, of course, within the gates. The general feeling is contentment.
Will you miss anything of the States, of Brooklyn?
I'll miss Costco.
Singer says her parents don't want her to go. Neither do Matthew Mausner's.
Oh, they're miserable. They don't want me to go. They do not want me to go.
Mausner is 29 years old. He's sitting alone at one of the banquet tables. He says he's moving to Israel because of the time he spent working with Native Americans. They told him he was lucky to have his own homeland, that they were envious. That made Mausner think maybe he shouldn't take Israel for granted.
Part of the joy of going to Israel, you don't have to come with anyone because it's all home. You get welcomed. It's sort of all family. And also coming at a hard time, coming now, people are so happy that you've been willing to come, make the trip, show support. They might think you're crazy also.
Mausner will fly to Israel next month on a special $50 ticket. He'll have to learn Hebrew and figure out how to open a bank account, get health insurance, a driver's license. That's the easy part, he says. The hard part? Living in a place where your life, whether you like it or not, has become a political statement to the rest of the world. Madeline Brand, NPR News, New York.